olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
Malo elelei, Dr. Marianne Bali.
Talofa lava, Ioane. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Tell us something about yourself. You teach at Swinburne University of Technology.
I was born and raised in Auckland, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of Tongan ethnicity. Teaching was a pathway that I thought I could contribute and make a positive difference, particularly with our Pacific young children in Auckland, New Zealand. And so after teaching for a number of years, I decided to go into the research space, which is what led me back into the university. So I completed a PhD in education at the University of Auckland. And upon that completion, that's when I decided to seek opportunities here in Australia. So I was very fortunate to start working at Western Sydney University in Sydney for a Pacifica project called the Pacifica Achievement to Higher Education. And that was a fantastic way for me to engage with the Pacifica community and also see the successes and also the challenges that exist within the Pacific community in Sydney. And because of my teaching background as well, I was also very fortunate to have an opportunity at Western Sydney University to start teaching in the initial teacher education program. So I started as a tutor as well as a lecturer teaching English and literacy within the bachelor's program as well as the master's of teaching program as well. And this included teaching with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students as well. So I was really very excited to embark on that journey as well. And that's what then led me to Swinburne University of Technology. So I've been working here for 5 years now as a lecturer as well as a researcher in the initial teacher education programs, where I've continued teaching in English and literacy, and have started working with my colleagues on research projects that looks at supporting Pacifica secondary students here in Victoria, as well as working with rural communities as well to support the teacher education programs. And
that's a very, very impressive resume you've just summarized there.
I'm very
impressed. Dr. Marianne Bali, what's the latest from Tonga? Are the schools opening again? Do you know what the latest is with regards to life in general in Tonga since the volcano and tsunami?
Yeah, since the volcanic eruption and the tsunami, a lot of international aid has poured into Tonga, which is fantastic to see. And then we also see the smaller relief efforts, such as the fundraiser that I've organized, also come to light as well. And I think everyone is just pulling together and just trying to do their bit to support our, you know, Pacific brothers and sisters there in Tonga. Currently, there are 15 positive COVID-19 cases, and as such, the Tongan government has extended the lockdown period, and so that's currently underway. So the extension, of course, was for another 14 days. And this, of course, affects quite a lot of people, the essential workers, still able to, you know, roll out their programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's much needed, especially with the current Tongan relief and recovery efforts as well.
Your relief effort, the one that you are coordinating or organizing there in Victoria, and what are you asking the community to contribute to the effort?
I was really moved to start a fundraiser online, and it is on the GoFundMe platform, where people who have been looking to provide support in some way can donate financially to this cause. I wasn't entirely sure how to go about it, but I kept in prayer before this fundraiser started. And what came to mind and also to heart were the vulnerable women and children in Tonga. And because I know the director of the Women and Children Crisis Centre in Tonga, and her name is Ofaki Lebuka Gutenbeil Likiliki, she had started the centre in 2009. So they've been quite proactive within the community, providing support for vulnerable women and children. And of course, with the current Tongan relief and recovery efforts, their work has, I guess, expanded, and the need, of course, to respond to trauma and also to provide humanitarian aid, particularly for vulnerable families, especially women and children, is quite crucial at this stage. And so I thought perhaps raising some funds to help support the Women and Children Crisis Centre to continue the work that they're currently rolling out on the ground would be, would I guess, support the current work that they're doing. So they're providing women with opportunities to have a palanoa in a safe space. And this is where the counsellors that are based at the Women and Children Centre are checking in with the women in their current state of emotional and physical and mental well-being. But they're also providing the women and their families with a small pack of food, hygiene packs, and also water, of course, which is quite crucial at this stage. So the money that's been raised through this GoFundMe platform goes directly to the centre, and it's just assisting them with the small packs of food, the hygiene packs. The last time I spoke with the director of the Women and Children Crisis Centre, she said that they're also providing cleaning products for these families, and especially for the women, to ensure that their house is safe and clean, and is not at risk for potential contamination because of the ash fall and so forth. So we have managed to raise so far just under $4,500, which is really, really encouraging. And when I spoke with the director of Gutenbeil Likiliki, she extended her heartfelt thanks. She's just so grateful for the support that's coming through. It was unexpected from their part, but they are so grateful, and they do extend their thanks to the generous donors so far. So the fundraising goal is $10,000 Australian dollars, and so far we are almost at the halfway mark. So we would appreciate our listeners who might be looking for a way to support our fellow Tongan brothers and sisters, that this might be a way forward, and might be a way that would interest them. I just want to thank you, Ioane, for your time today, as well as your listeners. It's a privilege to have spent time with you all today. And I'd also just like to encourage those who might be thinking of supporting Tonga in some way, that this might be an avenue to do so. But I want to also acknowledge that there are a lot of relief efforts out there. So perhaps do your research and then decide before, you donate. I always say that any money that's going to any relief efforts is going to the same. Sorry. I didn't expect to go emotional. It is going back to Tonga. So if you've donated already, thank you so much.
Dr. Marianne Pale, malo au pito, and thank you very much for talking to us. And good luck with the Supporting Women and Children in Crisis campaign.
Thank you so much, Ioane. I really appreciate it.
Toi pia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po o whea lawai mawailau podcast.